on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Time for the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Ararat today, and Warren Huntley is here to find us all the winners. Warren, good morning to you. Gee, what a power. I'm not sure if you got to hear all of Glenn Boss here, but gee, that was such a powerful hour with Glenn, and especially opening up like he did there, and a lot of SMS commentary about that as well. He's a remarkable man, Warren.
It was enthralling listening, Michael, and congratulations to both you and in particular Bossy for being so open, and just that type of openness and honesty is probably one of the attributes Bossy's got that's just meant that he's been so successful throughout his career, because he just leaves nothing on the table.
And we should say to anyone out there who might be struggling themselves, who are listening, of course, you've got Lifeline, you've got Behind the Barriers, and you've also got Racing Victoria, which have a lot of support facilities and mechanisms out there for anyone who may be feeling a bit tough and struggling, doing it tough at the moment. After listening to Glenn Boss, it could be the perfect time to reach out if you do need help. What's the Ararat card look like today, Warren?
Well, I quite like it, Michael, but I quite like Kyneton yesterday, and I was absolutely legless. So let's hope we can improve on what was a pretty sparse day yesterday. Found the $1.20 favourite. Congratulations to me for finding that. Outside of that, it was a terrible day yesterday. Ararat in general, firmish ground, or a firming track, I would think, during the course of a warm day, no disadvantage to be on speed.
All right, let's get stuck into the first race. And for those who are asking, Matty Stewart's news will be just before 10:30 this morning. He's in a better area now, so he's got plenty of news to talk about coming up as well. But the first race at Ararat, it jumps at 1:30 today. It's the Fillies and Mares Carlton Draft Maiden. And in this race, there are a few scratchings. We can take out numbers 2, 4 and 8. Lily Allay is the favourite here. Into odds on for Patrick Payne. $1.80. Kasami is at $3.30. Bring Time is at $7.50. The first starter from the Hayes stable. Who do you like in the first?
Oh, nothing like jumping into a short price favourite after a wipeout yesterday, Michael. I'm keen on Lily Allay here. Plenty of black odds were available after scratchings, just even money or a little bit better. She was terrific first run for Paddy Payne here in Australia, the real life, who's gone on and run well in stronger company. Third horse for the McAvoy stable's gone across the border to South Australia and won. Inside draw, I think she can hold a spot. Step up to 1,100 metres is a good progression. I think she'll get 1,200 and even further in time. But pre-race earmuffs go on, and I think she can win. Number 6, Lily Allay. Ahead of 7, Maggie Rocks, who I think will roll across from that wider draw and perhaps sit on speed. Maybe even cross Lily Allay. We know Julia Sandu likes his horses to roll forward. That might provide an opportunity for Billy Egan to come off the rail and sit outside the leader. 5, Kasami's been trolling up okay. She's been consistent in her runs to date, and Bring Time was okay in a recent jump out. It's got the blinkers on the debut for Lindsay Park. I'm hoping to bounce back with a winner here, Michael, but she's been well found. 6, 7, 5, 11.
6, 7, 5, 11 in the first. Race number 2 is a maiden over 1,300 metres. We can take out 5, 9 and 11. Philosopher's Stone for Team McAvoy is at $3.40. Shuri Ladd, a first starter from the Robert Hickmont stables at $4.40. And another first starter from the Pushkin Yard, Freedom Escapes, at $5. They're the top three in the market, Warren.
Yeah, I think first uppers and debutants can be to the fore here, although that's a high percentage of the field. I liked a recent jump out of Philosopher's Stone, who's been gelded since his one run first racing preparation, and liked the way that he was rolling on the speed in a recent jump out. Blinkers are off, so perhaps he doesn't need that headgear now that he's been gelded. He's a bit more mature and he's had a break, and just thought he had a terrific racing style from that recent jump out for 1,300 metres around Ararat. Leaning to 6 ahead of 7, Shuri Ladd, who was off the speed. I think he might be one of the more talented horses to come out of the race, and he'll be strong late. He'll get a chance to balance up from that wider draw. 4, Jadarn's coming through some perhaps modest races, but at least he's hard and fit, capable of riding the speed, and didn't have a lot between 10, Allure de Croix, and 3, Freedom Escape. Debutants is next best. Lent to 10, Allure de Croix. I think he's French for So You Believe or So You Think. So it's just a translation of the So You Think, being a daughter of So you think I'm 6, 7, 4, and 10.
6, 7, 4, and 10. If he's got any attributes, as so you think, we'll be getting on today. Race number three is over 1,300 metres. In this race, we can take out 6, 7, 9, 11, 12, and 17. Red Line for Kiramar, Dave Eustace, Johnny Allen in the saddles, a $2.80 favourite. Q Player, $3.10. Black Ink is at $8.50, and Days of Glory, $11.
Leaning to three Q Player here. I think Q Player and Red Line are the two key runners. Interesting, there has been some support for Blank Ink. Haven't seen a recent jump out first run for Matty Raymond, so I'd be wary of any more support there. Q Player's runs in New Zealand had been a bit mixed in terms of getting right out the back and sometimes being on speed. Ended up almost by default leading first run for David and Coral Feek, and just probably got a little bit keen. In an ideal world, you'd like to follow something, but a crossover nose band going on just might help Dean Yindle get a bit of better control of Q Player, or let Q Player relax a little bit better than he did first run here. Leaning to three, who I think suited around our head of eight, Red Line, might have been the barrier as much as anything else that forced to go back last start, but still might have a bit to do and a tactical disadvantage against Q Player when the pressure goes on. Days of Glory did enough first up. Number one will be fitter. Michelle Payne has scratched the stablemate. And 10, the honourable one, just was terrible. The most recent run, the debut performance, had jumped out well going into that and has jumped out well enough subsequently, and maybe just all tightened up a bit or just didn't work out on debut. But better than that from what we've seen at the jump out, so capable of improving. 3, 8, 1, and 10.
3, 8, 1, and 10 in race number three. Race number four is over 2,000 metres. It's another maiden. No scratchings in this race. Fiorente Spritz is looking to break a run of fourth places. It's the favourite here at $3.60. Here with me, $3.90. Romania is at $4.80. And then we are down to There For You at $4.80. So, gee, the top four in the market dominate, but there's not much between them here, Warren.
No, you could mount a case for those. You could throw a couple of others in, Michael. Not a lot would surprise me here, but got very awkward for number six here for you, the turn into the home straight last start. And I just think perhaps with that run under the belt and that exposure to what happened there, Lewis German will certainly be conscious of what happened last start when Will Gordon rode the horse. And I think up a little bit in distance to the 2,000 metres here, and maybe just continuing to roll and flow, because after that awkward incident on the home straight, actually picked up and got to the line quite well. So I think there's enough talent there to win a maiden over this trip. 6 ahead of 12, Fiorente Spritz, who comes through some stronger races. The race that comes out of last start, we've seen Chesterton come through that race and win again. And Main Court's been racing well enough. So that's to be respected form line. The winkers go on. 7, Romania's been going okay. First racing prep, getting deep enough into it, but wouldn't be surprised to see roll forward from that draw and try and get into a rhythm right on speed. And 14 there for you. She's a long-time maiden, but she's fit and consistent. She just keeps finding one or two better. 6, 12, 7, 14.
6, 12, 7 and 14 in race number four. So we're halfway through the Ararat card. We'll take a quick break. Come back with the quaddy.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. We are looking at Ararat today with Warren Huntley on what is a beautiful summer's day. Just 2 days officially until summer, but it is no doubt a summer day today. And what we love is Friday night lights racing throughout the summer months. And here at RSN, we are giving away two double passes for the Ladbrokes Friday night lights on this Friday. To win a double pass, you just need to be one of the first callers through on 1300 652 927. That's 1300 652 927. We're giving three double passes away, so get on the phone quickly and you'll be at the Ladbrokes Friday night lights on Friday. All right, Warren, let's get into this quaddy at Ararat. The first leg of the quaddy is a benchmark 58 over 2,000 metres. We can take out 3 and 8. Resolutions is the favourite at 370. Arcadia King, $3.90. Southfield, $4.60. Stratum's Reward, $5. Anikari is at $7. And Eclair Rhythm's at $7. So this has got a big F written all over it for the first leg of the quaddy here, Warren.
I'm very close to doing that, Michael, and I'm actually a little bit nervous that I haven't. And not a lot would surprise here. I think number 7, Resolutions, has still on the up this preparation, probably at her peak now, ready for the rise in trip and maps to get a good run, doesn't have to get too far away from the speed. So slight leaning to 7 ahead of 2 Stratum's Reward. This stage of the career might be suited, getting up in distance, certainly racing that way. Found the line well behind an informed galloper in Framista last start. 4 Arcadia Kings had the run out to the marathon trip in a lead up to the Jericho, so had a freshen up since then. Won't lack anything in fitness, gets the earmuffs and the winkers on. I'll put 6 Southfield in as next best, but Anika, he's been back to the jump out since the most recent run, and if she can get control of the race, that's her best way of being able to get back in the winner's stall, but her last couple have just been modest. So you could mount a case for all of them, and a clear rhythm's getting fitter. I went 7, 2, 4, and 6.
7, 2, 4, and 6 in the first leg of the quaddy. It's a tough start to the quaddy at Ararat today. Race number 6 is a benchmark 58 over 1,600. Take out number 1. The favourite here is Furlaxing at $2.60. Weave That Web, $4.60. Hot Seat is at $5.50. And The Magic Never Ends at $6. So, again, the entire field, it's $2.60 through to $15, the spread in the market.
And you can tie the form of the first two in together in Furlaxing and Weave That Web. They went around in the same race 2 starts ago for Furlaxing and 1 start ago for the Weave That Web, who's been back to the jump out since, jumped out very well. But I do think Furlaxing's 9th of 9 was one of the best lasts you'll see, last start in a class one at Sandown. Just got very tight late. I thought picked up and went to the line okay. Step up to 1,600 metres looks ideal, and I think Furlaxing can get a nice run from that draw, and he's the one to beat. 2 for me, clearly. Head of 5 Weave That Web through that same form line, and the jump out in between runs was a really positive indication. Certainly off that run first up for Weave That Web, you'd have a lean into Furlax out of that race. He's done nothing wrong since, but it looks like Weave That Web's improved with that jump out. 6 Hot Seats, the other one that if you went wider, you would include. Fit, consistent from an inside draw. Christine Pauls rides these tracks very well. And 9 Miss Juvenile, just got out of play middle stages of the race last start, worked home quite well. The step up to 1,600 metres looks a positive. Quite keen too, ahead of 5, 6 and 9.
All right, 2 could be one of the good bets of the day. 2 ahead of 5, 6 and 9 in race number 6. Race number 7 is a 58 over 1,300. Take out 3 and 6. Antarctic Ocean is the $3.20 favourite. Fabian Spirits at $3.40. Revhead at $5, as is Telekinesis.
I think Antarctic Ocean's got the right credentials for this race, capable of getting on the speed from a reasonable draw, carrying a similar weight to he's been carrying. So he's not rising in weights to this 64.5. He's been carrying similar weights in similar races and running well. It looks like he might just about get control of this race. So leaning to 1 ahead of 2, Surin Beach was a better run than it looks on paper first up, 11th of 13, but got very tight in the home straight in a stronger race than this over the 1,100 metres. The step up in distance suits. He had a good purple patch of form last preparation. I think he could improve here in this grade from a favourable draw with that run under the belt and a luckless run at that. 4 Fabian Spirit, just from the inside draw, not sure where he's going to get to. He runs well in these races. He's not a regular winner and he will get back in the field. So not too sure if the race shape's going to really suit Fabian Spirit. And Revhead's been back to the jump outs and performed quite well since an encouraging first up run. 1, 2, 4, 5.
1, 2, 4, 5 in race number 7. And the last of 8 at Ararat today jumps at 5 o'clock. It's a benchmark 58 over 1,100. We can take out 2, 3 and 6. And we finish with a shorty, an odds-on favourite, Mortal Witness, Harry Coffey in the saddle for Team Hayes, $1.80. Pillbox, $4.60. Madeline Rose is at $6.50. And they're the top 3. How do we end the day? Do we come home skinny?
No, I'm coming home wide enough in the last. I'm putting Mortal Witness in the quaddy, but, gee, I think that's tight enough. Look, she's going well enough. She's been back to the jump outs, had just a very quiet tick over jump out since a decent first up run. Blinkers have come on and the winkers have gone off. But I think there's a couple of horses in this race that have got a bit of upside. And one of them's number 5, Euphigenia, who's at decent each way odds. I thought a jump out covering a bit of ground recently was an indication she's come back well. She's run well first up previously without winning. And I'm just hoping that from an inside draw can just hold a spot just behind the speed, get the brakes at the right time. Happy to be with her each way, 5, Euphigenia. Madeline Rose got her career off to a terrific start, number 8. Things have gone a little bit haywire since her first racing preparation. She jumped out very nicely. It was a month ago, and she's been scratched a number of occasions. Just not too sure if they're waiting for the absolute right scenario or whether there has been an issue. But I'm a fan of her talent, Madeline Rose. She's jumped out nicely. Blinkers are off, bubble cheek are off, sides come off, and the tongue tie comes off. So strip the gear back a bit. She might be something back to like her best form. 10 Mortal Witness goes in, as I said, thinks just under the odds. And 4 Pillbox with the blinkers on and the visor off might be next best. I thought there was a bit of value potentially around 5 and 8 in the last, Michael. 5, 8, 10, and 4.
5, 8, 10, and 4. So what do we do to make a dollar today?
Try and launch into the first race 1, number 6, Lily Allay, as the best. Thought the value was the last, race 8, number 5, Euphigenia. Wide in the first leg of the quaddie, 1, 2, 4, 6, and 7. Second leg, 2, 5, and 6. Third leg, 1, 2, 4, and 5. Home with numbers 5, 8, and 10. Play of the days and all up the win. Race 1, number 6, Lily Allay. Into race 6, number 2, Furlaxing.
Good on you, Woz. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.